drummer Eric McPherson there from his album called Double Bass Quartet. That means that there are two bass players and a drum and a piano. I guess I should say, given the current baseball thing, that it was a two bass hit. Sorry, it just had to be said. Yes, Eric, it's a great album, and I think that it is clearly advantaged with Varelis on piano. And when I stumbled before in the introduction, it was because Jane Burnett's name just didn't come to the front of my mind fast enough. But she was his mentor. And the one who sort of brought him, not all by herself, but brought him from Cuba and introduced him to a Canadian audience and then a wider world audience as his skill became apparent. But Eric McPherson, it's a great album there. It's very nice. And these two bass players work very nicely together. It's a really cool release. And it is now snuck into the last hour of our program today. It's 12:02 here at CKUW. And I know you know that much, but I'm going to have you hear the rest.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Robin. And yes, there is great community radio here 24/7, all around the year, all around the clock. And this program, within this dazzling example of radio diversity, is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and the program is 3 hours of jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays Live and streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. And we have just about an hour left, so let's not mess around much anymore. Let's get right on with it. Well, from quartets and trios and whatnot, we're getting down to a solo release now, although the sound is very clearly would make you think there's more than one person involved. This is a guitarist Sam Dickinson's album. It's called Gemini Duets. And as the liner notes said, it's his sophomore album, and he decided to tell the band to stay at home because the personnel here is Sam Dickinson, period, on acoustic, electric, and fretless guitars and the effects that cover all the other things that make those things sort of meaningful. It's a very interesting album, and obviously it is put together with a remarkable amount of care because there's a lot of work has to be done in the overdubs and their loops and all the other things that go on. But I think he does a great job. So here's Sam Dickinson and Sam Dickinson, etc., etc., from Gemini Duets. I'm going to play the first one, presumably a personal reference here. It's called My Shepherd Collie Bobby. So maybe that's his shepherd collie. I don't know. Then Flutter and Wow. And then Angiara is the third one. Here are three tracks from the Gemini Duets, but it's all Sam Dickinson. Thank you. guitarist Sam Dickinson there with a couple of tracks from his solo album, which is called Gemini Duets, for some reason. But it's the duets are all him playing different instruments, perhaps, and then overdubbing. Great. Some lovely stuff there. And I'm always impressed with the technology that allows that sort of hard work and intensity to be put together in a way that really communicates. And I think he does a great job on that album. Well, moving along, there's still time for some more music. I'm playing now a track that's sort of a sneak preview, if you will, although it's not much of a sneak. But Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset has apparently a new album coming out in January, maybe in January, early next year anyhow. It will be called Time to Live, and it features the Bergen Big Band, but as well Anton Egger, who plays drums, is also acknowledged as along with Nesset on saxophone, usually tenor. But what they did was ACT is the label, and what they have done is allowed, I think, as a bit of a teaser, one track to be released officially to give a sense of what's going to be coming. And because I like Nesset so much, I thought I'd play that track for you today. It's called Coming Out, and it is the only track available from an album that is coming out later on, but not this year. So here is saxophonist Marius Nesset with the Bergen Big Band and Anton Egger on drums with a track called Coming Out. just like that. That was saxophonist Marius Neset with drummer Anton Eger and the Bergen Big Band with a preview track from a yet-to-be-released album. Won't be coming out for a few months yet, but you can almost guarantee that if I can get my hands on it when it does come out, you'll be the next group to hear it. Well, there's half an hour or so left on our show today, so there's still some time for some other neat music. This album sort of caught me by surprise. It's on the Cellar Live label, and to be frank with you, that's not always an indication of a really heavy-duty sort of jazz. They do a great job on Jazz Light, but that's not the purpose of this particular program. I'm not dissing it. It's just not doesn't belong here. But now and then, they surprise me, and this was one of them on the Cellar Live label. It's called Tippin, with drummer Carl Allen. And we're back to trio format now, and his drum leadership brings what he calls his dream team of Christian McBride on bass and Chris Potter on horns, on saxophones. It's got some really neat stuff, and Potter really just cooks on this. I'm going to play three tracks. First one's called Hidden Agenda. The second one's called Alter Ego. The third one is called The Inchworm, and that goes back an awful long way. I think it probably got its first airing in the movie about Hans Christian Andersen with his story about the inchworm who measures the leaf and doesn't pay attention to how beautiful it is as he's doing so. The Inchworm as well. So there's three tracks coming up with drummer Carl Allen with his trio from the album Tippin. This first one is called Hidden Agenda. Thank you. Inchworm, Inchworm, Measuring the Marigold. That was the last track. One of three from an album called Tippin, with a trio led by drummer Carl Allen and featuring Chris Potter on saxophones. And that's brought us fairly close to the end of our program today. There's just a few minutes left, and I'm going to see us out with some tracks, or several tracks, from an album called About Ghosts, with guitarist Mary Halverson. She is such a distinctive sound and a great, great presence in the music that she is recording. Very busy and appropriately so. This latest album of hers, About Ghosts, has eight musicians that are all totally in sync with her. She has a sextet augmented with two other people, so it's actually an octet here. And her sextet is called Amaryllis, and it has Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Jacob Garchik on trombone, Nick Dunstan on bass, Patricia Brennan on vibes, great vibe player, and Thomas Fujiwara on drums. And on this album, that sextet is augmented by Brian Settles on tenor and Emmanuel Wilkins on alto. It's a really neat album. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. I have sampled some of this before and probably will again, but it will take us to the end of our program today. My name's Keith Black, and I just want to say, as I always do at this time, what a treat it is for me to be able to share my music with you, and I hope that you heard something that will bring you back again next week when I share even more. So thank you for tuning in today. Look after yourselves for the next week or so, and it's been my pleasure to spend some time with you this morning. And I will take us out now with Mary Halverson from About Ghosts. First track is Full of Neon, and the second one is Carved From. Here is Mary Halverson. Take care of yourselves. See you next time. Bye for now. Thank you.